So today we invite you to look at tranquility as a factor of enlightenment. So it's not laziness as a factor of getting stuck, but rather tranquility as a factor of awakening. Tranquility as a means, as a tool to help us experience freedom and liberation. To help us be present, really present. So we can discover something maybe new about life. And like Effet is asking, what is tranquility? So, something like roga, sometimes it's translated as serenity, so it will be something like shalva. Being relaxed. And tranquility is one aspect that is in the body as much as it is in the mind. When the mind is tight, the body very easily gets tight as well. And it can easily walk the other way around. When the body is tight in a specific point or area, it's very easy for the mind to get hooked on it and get locked and limited and painful. So it's a permission to relax today, a permission to take it easy. But also please look at the way tranquility is interacting with the other factors that we talked about so far. And be aware of the quality of your mind in terms of, Shala mentioned the first evening this quote from the Samyutta Nikaya about whether the mind is sluggish, is moving like a slug, like a chilazon, or when the mind is agitated and hyper. And see, you know, like in the text it says, like, when the mind is sluggish, is probably not the best time to develop tranquility. Because this will probably lead us to sleepiness, spacing out, and losing contact with what's going on. So when the mind is sluggish, when the mind is iti, the mizdachel, it's probably better to look at rapture, to look at investigation. Try to lift the level of our energy a little bit to a level that is sufficiently workable and we can be present. On the other extreme, when the mind is restless, when the mind is turbulent, when there is a lot going on, it is a good opportunity to look for ways to relax a little bit, to let go. So when you find your mind getting a bit agitated, it is the time to look at tranquility, calmness, relaxation. I find tranquility very, very tricky. Not the only one, but one of the factors that is very tricky. It's very easy if we have the tendency to be lazy, to use tranquility as an excuse. All right, I can sleep all day because the Buddha said tranquility will lead me to enlightenment. And on the other hand, if we have this kind of army-like mind and we think we have to go for it, we can say, oh, tranquility is for elderly grannies. I'm going for the real thing. I'm going for concentration. I'm going for effort. I'm going to get it done, get it sorted. I heard a few people during the retreat talking about get it sorted. I'll sort my issues. So we can get very you know, we can have ideas about tranquility that can sometimes keep us away from actually exploring what does it mean for me to apply tranquility right now as a helpful tool, not as an escape. It's a good time to mention the Tibetan saying that little relaxation, little meditation. Middle relaxation, middle meditation. Perfect relaxation, perfect meditation. So what is perfect relaxation? It's a different thing for each one of us at different times. So please investigate and explore and enjoy relaxation today. And it's the time to mention that the schedule today is slightly different. The morning schedule is normal. We have group interviews at 10:15 and then walking meditation, another sitting, another walking, and then lunch. After lunch at 2:30, who is the bell ringer? The bell will be rang as usual, but there is no group practice. It is a chance for you to investigate self-disciplined practice, to get to know your own rhythm. You have this time and you can do whatever you want. You can design your practice for this time in whichever way feels right to you. And you can take this opportunity until supper, until dinner. For those of you who wish, there will be guided metta in the hall at 4:45. So if you want to come for a guided metta, you're welcome. But if not, feel free to still take the time to explore your own rhythm with self-disciplined practice. It's an opportunity to get to know how am I putting this practice into my life without having the teacher sitting there and telling me what to do. In the monastery that I stayed in Sri Lanka, all the signs were in Sinhala, and there were, and it was an international meditation center, yeah, just, but everything was in Sinhala. There were two signs in English. One was, don't forget to hand your donation in the office before you leave. And the other one was, only self-reliance. Only rely on yourself. But don't forget the dana. And it was a very, very provocative sign for me. Like, what does it mean for me to rely on myself? What does it mean for me to design my day? To decide what I do with my practice, to decide which one of the factors of enlightenment I need to develop. Where do I need to look? So it's a little kind of a micro situation for you, a few hours to explore where you are with your practice. Still with the support of the group, because we'll be around and people will be sitting in the hall or walking outside or sitting outside. So if you need support, please be around people. If you feel stronger, you may want to go somewhere a bit more out of the way and practice. It really is up to you, but please take it as an opportunity to explore. The hall will be space for sitting. So at any time, if you want to sit with others, you can come and sit. So be extra aware of the way you enter the hall and the way you leave the hall. And see where tranquility fits into this picture. How can you be relaxed about your practice, but still maintain it without losing it because it's so relaxed? So again, at 2:30, the bells are the same. 2:30, there'll be hopefully a bell to wake you up and bring you to the practice. And then the next bell will be at 4:45. To indicate that if you wish to come to the hall for guided metta, you're welcome. And the next bell will be for supper. And then we go back to normal schedule. There's a sit after supper, there's a Dharma talk, and the day goes on. So maybe before you start, it would be a good idea for you to check your level of energy between 1 and 10 and see whether it is appropriate for you to apply tranquility right now. Maybe it is, and maybe better if you wait for a while until you've fully digested your breakfast. How fast is your mind at the moment? How energetic is your body? And then you know whether to go into the direction of more energy, maybe investigation, maybe creating more rapture, or whether it's time for more tranquility, more relaxation. And just to mention the fact that mindfulness is always good. We start with mindfulness and we come back to mindfulness. So we know where to take our practice. it may be of use for you to check your posture periodically and see that you are seated relaxed and yet self-supported. So you're not accumulating any unnecessary tension. And checking for the tension in the mind. For the knots in the heart. And with the dropping of the shoulders and relaxing of the body, having the intention to let go of this unnecessary burden. So the mind and the body can be at ease. whenever necessary, connecting with the out-breath, breathing out the tension that we hold in the body, letting go of the tension in the mind. Relaxing into the present moment and continue with the practice. Thank you.